Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Acts, the eighth chapter of Acts, and we'll begin with the 26th verse. Acts 8, beginning with verse 26. It's a very familiar story to all of us about Philip and the eunuch. Now, what some of you might not know is that Philip, unlike a lot of the other apostles, was just dedicated. His work was for evangelism. That's what his job was, and that's what he did. Like Paul and Peter and many others, they healed the sick as God would give them and take care of different things. But Philip's job was salvation. Now here in the 26th verse we'll read, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went." Let's stop there for a moment. What did Philip do? Did he check his calendar? Did he look at his watch? Did he say, "I got something else to do"? No. The angel spoke, and Philip listened. He arose and he went. He didn't pack his bags and do this or do that. No, he did what God told him to do. He went because there was a need. Now, we find here, behold, in the 27th verse, "Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopia, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." Well, if he came to Jerusalem to worship, Philip was there. Why couldn't he speak to him in Jerusalem? I believe it was because the eunuch wasn't ready yet. I believe the eunuch was there to hear things and was told by someone that he should read the book of Isaiah. So he went on his way in his chariot and he began to read this book. In the 28th verse we read, "He was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to his chariot." Go near and join yourself to him. What did Philip do? "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said unto him, Understandest thou what you read?" He was reading in the book of Isaiah. Evidently, someone had mentioned it to him or he heard it in his worship, whatever it was. But he was going to read the book of Isaiah and find out what it said. But Philip was there to explain what it was all about. In the 31st verse it says, "And he said, How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him." The place of the scripture which he read was this. And this is in Isaiah 53, verse 7 and 8, but it's the same here. "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so open not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment, was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. See, the eunuch didn't understand who they were talking about here. So Philip explained to him, he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ who came down to earth to give his life for you and me. He came down here to give his life. And now the eunuch was beginning to understand. Then I guess Philip began to speak to him about salvation. And we'll read here in the 34th verse. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Sometimes we talk to people just in general conversation. And I know that if the Lord's going to lead you to say something to someone, he'll give you the opportunity. A question. Someone may ask you. And then you have the opportunity to speak to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Our young people in school, you have the opportunity also. Take that opportunity when you have it. Talk to your friends about Jesus Christ. They may not know him. They have heard this, they've heard that, but they don't really know him. Not like you do. This is our work. God gives it to all of us to open our mouths. I don't say just go out there and start grabbing people off the street and preaching to them right away. Excuse me. What I'm saying is when the opportunity arises, take it. Talk to someone today. In the 36th verse it says, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? He understood, and now, here's water. Why can't I be baptized right here? Here is water. What hinders you to be baptized here? We're having a water baptism on the 28th of this month. Search your heart. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Then don't wait. Don't give it another thought. Don't wait. God wants you. God's praying that you'll come home. Don't wait. Christ died for you and me, dear ones. Did he die because he had to? No. He didn't even die because he really wanted to, but it was God's word that says, you must go. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if this cup can pass from me, he didn't want to have to die. He had it made. He was up there in heaven. He had angels attending to him. But he came down to this earth, gave his life, punished on a cross, nails in his hands, and his feet, spit upon, rejected by his own people. Give us Barabbas, they said. But what did God say? What did Jesus tell them? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Oh, praise your name, Lord. If God is speaking to your heart this morning, don't turn him away. He's waiting for you. There's nothing you have to do. Just accept him as your personal Savior. Say, Jesus, I love you. I want you to come into my heart. I want to serve you. Come, Lord. I know I was raised in the Catholic Church till I was 9 years old. I had my baptism when I was a baby. But I didn't know Jesus Christ. I didn't know that I was being baptized. And then when I was 9 years old, I went and had my confirmation. Then I understood a little more what Jesus was, but not the full meaning. But now I know. And when I was 14, thank the Lord, I was baptized in water, accepting Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. If you haven't been baptized, now is the time. Now is the time. God is calling on you, dear ones. I don't want it to be me saying it to you. I want it to you say it to him. He's waiting for you to say it, not, oh, Lord, so-and-so wants to be baptized. No, I don't want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from him or her. God wants to hear it from your lips. He's calling out to you, dear ones. Praise his holy name. Verse 37. And Philip says, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then there's nothing that hinders you to be baptized. He's waiting for you and for me to do our part to bring these dear ones that don't know the Lord or on the steps, trying to reach up. Let's give them a hand. Let's bring them up to the place where they should be. The time is the present. The time is now. The 38th verse says, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Praise God. Baptism means immersion in water. And it's for the remission of sins. When you go down into the water, you leave everything behind. You leave your sins. You leave your past life. And when you come up out of the water, you're a new believer in Christ. You're a new person. He's taken all your sins from you. And you can rejoice and praise the Lord. Because, dear ones, he loves you so much. There is none that he doesn't love. He doesn't love you any more than this brother or that sister. He loves us all the same. All of us are his children. We are working together to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. The 39th verse says, "And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing." The eunuch was a different person now. He was rejoicing. And Philip was caught away. And he continued to do his work. In fact, from this place, Philip was found at Azotus all the way to Caesarea. It was all along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And he preached Jesus Christ. And anywhere that a door would open, Philip would go in. You and I too, dear ones. If there's a door that's opened a crack and there's someone behind that door, if you have an opportunity, speak to that dear one. We all need Jesus Christ. There's none of us that don't. When you're going through things, when you're going through pain, when you have an illness, he knows about it already. Just as the brother Ted was saying about his son. God knew about it before he opened his mouth. He takes care of us, dear ones, in his time. But we have to continue to work together for the work of the Lord. He would have called us all home if the work was finished. But it's not finished yet. Because he wants none to perish. He's looking for us to do our jobs. Each one of us has a job. Maybe you're not a preacher. Maybe you feel like you can't sing. Maybe it's hard for you to get up and testify, but there's a job for you to do. And there's many gifts that God wants to give us. There are so many gifts that God wants to give us. Lord, is there a gift for me? Yeah, there is. And if we're sincere before Christ, he will give you a gift. And I'm sure each and every one of you have a gift. If it's not witnessing, it's in work in the church, teachers, a deacon, someone to testify. You know, your testimonies mean a lot to me. My heart just goes out when I hear the testimonies of what God has done for you. And many times, they're miracles, things that God has done. But praise God, no matter what, he's always there for you and me. Yes. When Philip left the eunuch, well, when he had gone from Jerusalem to Gaza, it was about 60 miles. He didn't complain about it. He just says, Lord told me to go, I'm going. He went that 60 miles. Then he went to another city, which was away toward the coast. And all along the coast, all the way to Caesarea, he preached the gospel. We may not have to travel 60 miles, or it might be next door. But whatever God has for you to do, dear ones, let's do it. And if there's anyone contemplating baptism at this time, and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, don't wait. Don't wait. God is calling you. God is calling you. We have the baptismal tank here. What hinders you to be baptized? Praise God. I love you all. In the name of the Lord be praised.